Okay, good morning, everybody. When it comes to Reviv Bo, one is tempted to say, you know, Rav Gufe HaTorah Tluyin Ba, it's not quite Kedoshim to you, but it is Chodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodoshim, and it is many ways the beginning of the Torah, Rashi Al HaTorah at the very beginning, Amr Yitzchak, but also as the Ramban says, you know, Eidaber Hashem El Moshe V'Al Aron Be'aretz Mitzrayim Lemor, right, Be'aretz Mitzrayim Lemor, because all the other mitzvahs, of course, were said at Har Sinai, and so, you know, there's no overstating the seminal nature of this aliyah. So what I want to really focus on is the kind of dialectic that we find in terms of Divrei Chazal, especially regarding the mitzvah of Korban Pesach and the, you know, attendant mitzvah of Bris Milah, Kol Arel Lo Yochal, we'll get there a little bit later on, you know, and what exactly the nature of this geula was. So of course, you know, Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which is, again, based on Sukkim a little bit later, but Rashi front-loads the discussion in terms of the Korban Pesach, you know, Mishchu Kichu, Mishchu Yideichem Bavodazara, V'dabku B'mitzvos, right, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Reb Masya Ben Charash, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's, you know, Higia Yisaketz, but they don't have mitzvos, and so, V'avor Alayich, V'erech Misposesas B'damayich, V'amar Lach B'damayich Hayi, B'damayich Hayi, B'shteidam Makasa B'dabim, V'dam Pesach V'dam Mila. So certainly, you know, there's an element of zechus which is generated by Korban Pesach. It's interesting, the Ramban says, you know, two deos. Either it's a slaughtering of Toavas Mitzrayim, what I like to call an act of kfira b'avodazara, and kol hakofer b'avodazara modeh b'chol tera kula. Prior to that, the Ramban makes a different suggestion, which is that it's actually, you know, the farsei mesanes, so people shouldn't say the mazel tale, which is the mazel of Chodesh Nisan, you know, brought the Jews out, so everybody should realize, you know, anihu v'lo acher. I mean, that's the idea of Korban Pesach. But especially if you look in the Chizkuni, the presentation is very much, you know, focused on Kfira be'avodah zarah, and that's why it's Rosh Hashanah al-Kirah v'al-Kirbo. Everybody should know it's a seh, and v'shachdu so-called Kaladas Yisrael bein harbayim. Nobody can claim that they weren't involved. There's no plausible deniability. It's a time for choosing. He says tzliyesh is because, you know, she'iricho nodef be'apehem shel mitzrim. You know, they should, you know, smell you roasting their god. So part of this is definitely a zechus, and all of the literature surrounding Shabbos HaGadol, you know, the Mitzrayim were makim es shineihem, they couldn't do anything during the mitzvah of Ayalachan Mishmeres at Arba Asar Yom for those 96 hours. Right, a remarkable kind of, you know, a scene where the Mitzrayim, you know, are fully aware of what the Jewish people are doing, and they used to need no reason to kill the Jews, and now they have plenty of reason. You know, hey nizbach es tovas Mitzrayim le'nehem lo yizgalunu. Now they have plenty of reason, but there's nothing that they can do about it. So that's sort of like one way of thinking about Korban Pesach, as it makes us ro'oi for the geula. The afal pichin, I think the dominant theme, it is after all called the Korban Pesach. And as we know, you know, Pesach means, as Rashi says, on the one hand, to be doleg, to hop over, goy mi kerev goy. As Rashi notes here, that Yisrael shruyim beinayim, that we were living amongst, you know, the Mitzrim. But Me'idach Gisa, this is the Targum Unklus, and this is the other day in Rashi, and I think it's really the dominant day, that Pesach is from the language of Lachus, Va'achus Aleichem, that it was an act of Chemla. At the end of the day, the Korban Pesach reflects a geula that we couldn't deserve. V'nei Itech Eis Dodim, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, and Ava Mekalkelas Asashura. It was a time for Avas Hashem to be manifest. Le'al Shimurim Hu La'Hashem Lo Tziyam E'aretz Mitzrayim Hu Alayla Zeh La'Hashem Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'Dorusam. There's a reason that we read Shir HaShirim on Pesach. It's about the inviolable bond between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. And so, yeah, of course, you know, there was something to be said for doing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but even that wasn't really enough. It was insufficient. It wasn't, in its own right, you know, a matter of making Geula a product of Din. But on the contrary, in the end, it remains very much a Korban Pesach, a Korban of Chemla, Lachos Aleichem, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw the dam, V'avar Aleich V'erech, V'nei'an B'sposesas B'damayich, V'omar Lach B'damayich Chayi, V'omar Lach B'damayich Chayi, Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed life back into his beloved people.